Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
We started looking at a few things. I'm going to just run through it very quickly for those that were not here. And I said, don't quit, don't give up, don't cave in, and especially don't let weariness overtake you. See, the devil's got a plan, and he tries to wear you down. Have you ever felt like, I just can't handle it anymore, you know? You see, in this church, what we do is we're a Word of Faith church, and we try to teach you about who you are in Christ so that you can become an effective person. See, once we get rid of our financial problems, our sicknesses, our this problem, our that, we can now concentrate on others and help them to get saved and to grow in Christ. But we've got to take care of ourselves, get out of the situation, become loving. Amen. It's a novel idea, but try to become loving. I mean, seriously. In actual fact, it's the first of the fruits of the Spirit. Fruits of the Spirit are love and joy. Some of you, you look like you've been baptized in lemon juice. Ain't no joy. Well, what we need to do is put a bit of sugar with it. The sugar is the Word of God. When the devil comes and he's trying to wrap you up and turn you inside out and you feel like you're baptized in lemon juice, say, hey, I want some sugar. I'm going to get me some sugar and get the Word of God. Get the Word of God. Get the Word of God. And now that sugar will turn it into lemonade. And now you can send it out to people. Now you become effective. The fruit of a righteous man is a tree of life. Let people come to us for lemonade. Let them come to us for refreshing. Let them come to us for the answers on how to get healed, how to have a good family relationship, how to do things right. Don't go to Dr. Ruth or Phil Fix It. You got to get the truth from the Word of God, not from people who think they know the truth. Amen. So he comes in with his lies, and it's a pile-on technique. He wants you to quit. It's been 15 years now. Oh, God, my marriage. Listen, God can turn it around in 30 seconds. In 30 seconds, a word from God, a revelation from God, bang, that thing can turn around. There's never a hopeless case. The hope we have is in Christ Jesus. What he did for us, the finished work of the cross. The finished work. He took care of every problem, every sin, every sickness, every attack, every fear, every doubt. He took care of it at the cross. Amen. And there's so many different ways that he comes. But he tries to bring it down, tries to bring you down and wear you out. He wants you to quit. And I've got a little thing I wanted to show you. Can you see that? That's a message to you from God. See that? Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. A million times. Don't quit. And I want to say again, don't quit. Because in due season, you will reap if you faint not. You will reap if you faint not. Quitters are not, listen, quitters are not winners. And winners are not quitters. And God said he always causes me to win. So I can't be a quitter. That can't be part of my DNA. I've got the DNA of Christ now, the blood of Christ flowing through me. That DNA has changed from my old DNA. And so now I have that DNA in my life. I've been regenerated, regened. My DNA shows I can't quit. Do you know the mere fact that you're sitting in this room today shows and proves you're a winner. Amen. Even for the unsaved. Because do you know when you were conceived in your mother's womb, there were thousands and thousands, if not millions, of these little things swimming upstream like the trout. Yes. Swimming upstream. But only you, or if you're a twin or a triplet, made it. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Oh no, you don't know that. You don't see that. That's the truth. If you're in this room, you're already a winner. Amen. You are already a winner. Amen. You got by all the odds, all the other millions, and here you stand. You don't have quit in your DNA. You don't have give up in your DNA. You've got get up and go in your DNA. Get up and decree in your DNA. Get up and declare and proclaim and walk like a child of God. I'm an heir of the great I am. Are you kidding? I'm a joint heir together with the great I am. Are you kidding me? My God. My God. Isaiah 54:17. Look what it says. No weapon. No, say no weapon.
No weapon.
Even if it's nuclear tipped. Even if it's a dirty bomb. No weapon that the devil's got. No weapon that is forged or formed against you shall prosper. Oh my God. How many of you believe that? If you believe it, then how can sickness prosper in your life? How can bankruptcy and no money prosper in your life? How can divorce prosper in your life? Come on. If no weapon can prosper that's formed against you,
amen.
And God's made this declaration, not me. If he said that no weapon formed will prosper against you, and every tongue that rises up and says things about you, you shall condemn. For, listen to what he says here, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. It's your heritage to not be attacked and defeated. It's your heritage. I'm a joint heir together with Christ, right? So that's my heritage. Listen, when I die, if I don't go in the rapture, when I die, all of what I own and possess, I will leave to my children. There ain't going to be no new hall with me. Amen. I've already sent my stuff up. I've been sending up all the time, right? I've got a heavenly bank account, in case you don't know. Bible says we have. But there's no U-Haul behind me. When I die, my everything I leave to my family. Canaan and Destiny, my wife leave as well. So now, if Canaan says, well, why do I get this? Why am I getting this? I mean, like, I didn't do anything to deserve it. By the mere fact that he was born from me as a son of mine or a daughter of mine, they deserve it and they get it. Well, you're born again. You're born again children of God. He didn't leave us as orphans. He came and got us. So by the mere fact that you're born again into the kingdom of God makes you an heir. You're a joint heir together with Christ. And he says this, the righteousness, the heritage of these servants is from the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, says the Lord. Do you know Romans 5:17 says that every single believer has received the free gift of righteousness. The free gift of righteousness. Amen. And you may never have thought yourself as righteous. I mean, I know I didn't. I never thought I'm a righteous person until I started to understand the scriptures. Because I'd be the first one to say, oh, no, no, no. You don't know me. I'm the least righteous person you'll ever know. It's not about me or what I've done. It's about Christ and what he did. And if I've accepted him, he makes me righteous. So it's not about my righteousness. It's not about anything I've done. It's about Jesus Christ. Can you say amen?
Amen?
And righteousness gives you the ability. Listen to this. Righteousness gives you the ability to stand before an absolutely perfect, holy God without guilt and condemnation. I'm going to say that again. Righteousness gives you the ability to stand before a perfect holy God without any guilt and without any condemnation. That's why I can boldly come into the throne of grace. There's no guilt, there's no condemnation, because he made me acceptable. Ephesians 1:6. He made me acceptable. He made me acceptable. 2 Corinthians 5:21. He made me righteous. 1 Corinthians 1:30, he made me righteous. Romans 5:17, the free gift of righteousness has been given to me. I'm an heir of Christ. I'm a joint heir together with Christ. He chose me as a child. I did not choose me, he chose me. Amen. In actual fact, 1 Peter 3:12 tells us, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to your prayer. God hears every prayer you utter. He hears every sigh you breathe out. He hears every fear that tries to attack you. He hears absolutely everything going on before you think them. This is our Heavenly Father. Can you say amen? Do you know in Psalm 34, verse 15, says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are open unto their cry. Verse 17 says, the righteous cry out. The Lord hears and delivers him out of all of his troubles. Verse 19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers you out of every one.
Amen.
You can't go wrong.
Amen.
And the Bible says this, because you're the righteous, it says this, the prayer of a righteous man or woman will avail much. That's why God covets our prayers for our nation, because we are the righteous and it will produce results. Amen. And you and I are not righteous because of anything we've done. We're righteous for one reason and one reason only, because of what Jesus the Christ did. And so I thank God for Jesus making me righteous. Amen. And that means if I'm righteous, listen to me, because of what he did, then I'm free from sin. I'm innocent of all the charges of the enemy. Anything he had against me, the accuser of the brethren, I'm innocent of all what he says. Because God put his righteousness on me, which gives me the ability to stand before him without guilt and condemnation. To come into the presence of God. You can't come in there, an unrighteous person, into a righteous presence of God. You've got to be made righteous so you can get in. And our good works, according to Isaiah 64, 6, says our righteous deeds and our good works are like smelly rags in God's nose. So he had to make us righteous, prepare a temple for himself, so now we can get into his presence, righteousness going into righteousness. Amen. That's why Christ can live in us and us in him, because we're righteous now. Yes. Amen. Are you getting that? That means I'm free from all the charges of the enemy, and I'm innocent from that. And I preached a message some years ago, and I remembered it the other day, concerning being free and clear. Because of the fact of what Jesus Christ did and the finished work of the cross, your ransom is paid in full. Amen. You are free and clear. Balance zero. Say balance zero. Balance. Your debt has been met. You are free and clear. Balance zero. Your sins and mistakes have been forgiven and taken away. You are free and clear. Say balance zero. Listen, your shame and guilt has been wiped away. You are free and clear. Balance zero. Your sickness and disease in your life has been healed. You are free and clear. Say balance zero. You've got to see these things in your life. Bondage and addictions have been broken. You are free and clear. Balance zero. You've got to see the oppressed have been liberated and set free. You are free and clear. Balance zero. There's zero balance in your account against you. Jesus paid the full price of the ransom. He paid it all with his blood. He signed the contract with his blood. The new covenant was signed in the blood of Jesus Christ, a new contract. And he took my balance from being full to zero. I don't owe 1 cent. I don't owe 1 thing. I don't owe a sickness. I don't owe a sin. I don't owe fear. I don't owe doubts. I don't owe anything to that devil. I owe him nothing. Nothing. Zip, zero, zilch, nix, noit, nix. That's what I owe the devil. Do you know what I owe the devil? Nothing. What do you owe the devil?
Nothing.
Do you owe the devil sickness?
Nothing.
Do you owe the devil your money?
No.
Do you owe him the guilt and the condemnation? You owe him nothing. He has been soundly defeated. Your zero balance proves it. You get into heaven. You bypass the devil's plan and you get straight into heaven now. Balance zero. Balance zero. Balance zero. And how can you lose sleep over zero? Over nothing. Do the math. How can you lose sleep over zero or nothing? You do the math. Half of us, we get all concerned about tomorrow, what we're going to do. And, the job might be taken away from me. And, my husband might this, and my wife and my children. And we get into the Job syndrome. I better make an offering in case my children do something wrong. And I better do something for my wife. I'm not going to sleep tonight. I'm going to lie with my wife's eyes wide open. The Bible even says, what can your worry do in your life? Can it even cause you to grow an inch?
No.
It's balance zero.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified